You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and Judy Little.
Judy, you're here. Thank you very much for coming. It's all about the quilt signs that we see on exterior surfaces in Callaway County. How did that get going?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me here. We're very excited because we now have a map. We have been doing the quilts, the quilt trail, the barn quilts, since about late 2010, when we decided to put together a trail as in the way that other places around Kentucky and around the United States have done. And it has grown dramatically from a couple of them that were done by other people to now we have over 45.
And you've compiled them in a booklet that has all of the directions and really good pictures. I wonder who took the pictures.
Well, most of them were taken by my my husband, Terry. Yes, we have had the trail, and we've had a blog on the line that you could look at the pictures and hear the stories about them, because that's part of the fun of it. Each of the quilts, many of them are designed after a family quilt, or they're as a remembrance of something important. Some of them are just because they have an old barn that they want to spruce up and make it look special. So there's a little story with each of the quilts that is on both online and in our brochure. And sometimes it's just the history of the barn, because there's some really wonderful old barns. And it's just been a wonderful, exciting experience. We've gotten a lot of help from a lot of people. The tourism has put together this brochure for us and made it available, and has been a lot of help.
Quilt Week brought an Australian visitor here.
Right. Yesterday, I took this lovely woman from Australia who had come to the quilt show because she had an entry, and she's a very talented textile artist. And she came to Paducah and went, where is the public transportation? I'm going to be here for a week. What am I going to do? And the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Paducah and then here hooked her up with different people to take her around. You know, it's a friendly city. And so yesterday I took the opportunity to take her and my friend, and we did the trail, or parts of the trail, because it's too much to do in one day. And she was just ecstatic. She took pictures of everything, and she's going to go home. She'd never heard of such a thing. And she's going to go home to Australia and put on a PowerPoint presentation to all of her different quilt clubs. So we might see quilt trails in Australia soon.
Now, you need to explain to our listeners. I know our listeners have seen these quilts, mm-hmm. but how do they happen? How does one, what's the genesis of one
of
these quilt signs?
If somebody wants to be on the trail, or they want something to decorate their barn or their shed or even their front porch, like at our house, they just have to ask us if we would help them, or ask us how to do it themselves, because we certainly will put them on the trail. The only requirement is that you have to understand, if you're on our trail, you're going to be publicized on the internet and in a brochure. People are going to come into your yard and take pictures. So as long as you're cool with that, and it's not an advertisement. I don't want to paint somebody's advertisement for a business. So it has to be either a existing pattern or something that could be a pattern. Now, interestingly enough, the trails around the country, and now there are 40 states that have trails, and it's a grassroots organization, so everybody does their own thing. And there are some places where they're very strict. It has to be a 100-year-old barn. It has to be, you can't be closer than a mile apart. And we wanted to build a trail, so we said that didn't matter. You know, anything would work. So they just let us know if they have a pattern in mind. If not, I have books or internet sites to show them. They pick a pattern. They pick the paint. And we will do it for no cost. We charge the cost of the materials, basically. It's $100, starting at $100 for a 4-foot square, $200 for an 8-foot square. And we paint them on sign metal. You can paint them on wood, and many of them around here that we didn't paint are on wood. The only one that is painted on plywood that we did is for Murray Lumber. I'm sure you've seen it on Main mm-hmm. Street. It's up in the Peak. And that's a sawtooth pattern that was appropriate for Murray Lumber. And Terry Hart, the owner of Murray Lumber, wanted it on plywood, obviously. So we did it on plywood, but it's too heavy and too awkward for old ladies like us to haul around. So we did it for him on that and then went back to the sign middle. It's more expensive, but it's easier for us to manage. So
one just gets in touch with one of y'all,
right,
and says, hey, I'd like,
yeah,
to do this, and,
yeah,
you do it.
And we'll do it. And it's, like I said, now some people want to paint their own. Some people, I've had volunteers. The Butterworth Barn is probably the most iconic one. And that was the first one that we did.
And where's that?
Out on 94 West.
Okay.
And it's the barn that's a drive-through barn.
Right.
And they had that. We put that one up first. She wanted something patriotic because she always had a flag hanging there. And so she wanted to replace the flag. And so we did this red, white, and blue thing without really even having a pattern. We just guessed. And they put it up, and about 2 years later, they had the lightning strike the barn, and the whole thing burned down. And within 2 weeks, she was on the phone saying, we're going to rebuild. We want another one. So we did another one. It looks a little different, but it's the same kind of concept. So, because that one's so iconic.
Where do people, where can we get the booklets?
The brochures are available at the CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, in the old post office. The extension office on South 4th Street, Chamber has it, the Chamber of Commerce has them, and we have put them in various stores. You know, when I go into a store, I'll hand them a half a dozen, but they are going fast. So,
and rightfully so. And when I say it's a booklet, I don't mean to diminish at all the fact that the content is remarkable in its scope, and the descriptions are all sort of really makes you feel like you know the folks a little better.
That's right, and that's part of the fun of it. We have until this booklet, we had a paper brochure that listed the addresses. The 4-H kids came up with what do you call it? You know, the GPS locations.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
GPS locations. And we thought that was very important because when we first started looking at how other people did it, everybody was showing GPS locations. And so it turns out that, you know, I don't think people are doing that anymore because technology's gone past that. So we left that off to give us more room.
Sure.
But it was a good project for the kids. But this paper brochure was fine, and we kind of divided it into two trails. There's one that's east, and it's everything east of 641, and then north of 94 and south of 94 on the west side. So, because you can't do them all in one day. Without a map, people really didn't have a feel for where all these addresses were. And so they kept asking for a map. But we were adding to it so fast that it didn't make sense to print a map. And so for a while, we had a map online. And that was sufficient for a while. But this is going to make a big difference. And you can see it already.
And getting in touch with you, is that easily done at murraycquilttrail.com?
Yes, you can do it there. I have a Facebook page called Callaway County Quilt Trail.
Okay.
Of course, I'm Judy Little, and I'm on Facebook. You can also just leave a message at the CVB or the Extension Office or the Chamber.
That's Judy with an I.
Judy with an I, yes.
Great.
And
this is a really community-building, art-related event that has made lives better.
It has.
Wouldn't
and
you
it's
say?
Just it's a tremendous way. Well, we're looking at it as a tourism thing to bring people into town, but it's just fun to do. And I'll tell you, I've had the Facebook page for probably a year and a half, and I get comments from all over because there are people who just love the quilt trails. And so they can't wait to come to here to see it. So that's a good thing.
Excellent. Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome.